You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
I'm Marcy Silman. The Records clash in this case. The Olympics have always been a little gay. Let's fight to keep them that way. That's the tagline of a new video public service announcement, and it has gone viral. The 30-second spot shows two male athletes. They're sitting in a luge, which is a kind of sled, rocking back and forth just before they set to plummet down the mountainside. And this is the song that's playing in the background. Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me now? Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me now? The video is the creation of the Canadian Institute of Diversity and Inclusion. Michael Bach is its founder and CEO. He joins me now from Toronto. Hello, Michael.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Why did you create this ad?
Well, our organization focuses on diversity and inclusion, specifically in the workplace. And as the news about the new law in Russia came out, we were really concerned because we consider the Olympics to be the workplace of the athletes, the support staff, and the media that go there. And so we wanted to draw attention to the important issues that this has caused. And so we thought about creating something that was very serious. And then when we partnered with Rethink, which is the advertising agency we worked with, we were able to come up with something that's a little tongue-in-cheek, a little provocative, if you will, and yet get people's attention to really focus on the important issue.
Well, it got my attention on Facebook this morning. Where did you intend it to run?
Well, to be truthful, we thought we would, you know, post it on Facebook and on YouTube, and it would get a, you know, maybe 50 or 100,000 hits, and then that would be the end of it. We're almost at 3 million views.
Wow.
And it doesn't seem to be slowing down.
Did that surprise you?
Oh, stunning. I'm beside myself with it. It's we actually did not think that it would sort of make it past the borders of Canada. But it has been taken by news agencies in Germany, Poland, Norway, Australia, and actually a website in Russia has posted it.
Really? That's a little bit surprising. Have you gotten any negative pushback?
We've gotten a bit. I would say it's kind of 90% positive, 10% negative. There was an interesting amount of commentary on the artistic side. It was made the rounds of a lot of advertising and marketing websites, and then we've had a few comments, you know, from people, some homophobic rants, etc. But for the most part, the vast majority has been very positive.
The marketing people like it, or they dislike it?
Well, most love it. Most of the marketing people, the commentary has been very good. There have been a few people who've started to poke holes in it. The marketing industry is a bit tough, I think. I think it was more competition than anything.
So with all these millions of hits, what is the most important message that you'd like the viewers to take away?
I think it's twofold. We really want to make sure that people are paying attention to this issue, and that after the games, Russian LGBT people are not sort of lost in the dust. You know, they are they're the ones we're concerned about as much as the athletes who are athletes, support staff, media who are there now. So we want to make sure that the Russian government understands that this kind of behavior has a global impact. I've been very pleased with, for example, President Obama sending three openly gay athletes as the official U.S. representatives, which I think sends a very strong message, not just to Russia, but to the world. The second is we really want the IOC to make human rights an important part of the application process, so that when they are deciding host cities, they are looking at their human rights records. And I would go back to Beijing and say that, you know, had human rights been a component of that, then Beijing would not have won the games, and that's rightly so. And in this case, Russia enacted this law in June of last year, whereas the award of the Games was done 7 years ago. So I think there needs to be some levers in place and some mechanisms to ensure that countries don't flip backwards and then don't receive this sort of recognition by getting the Games.
I'm talking with Michael Bach, who's founder and CEO of the Canadian Institute of Diversity and Inclusion. And the law that you're referring to is the Russian law that banned what they called propaganda that would propagate aimed at children that would promote homosexuality, if I'm saying it quickly and sort of succinctly.
Yes, they call it non-traditional sexual relationships.
Close enough.
It doesn't actually say LGBT or homosexual. It just says non-traditional sexual relationships.
Michael, I understand that you normally attend the Olympics. Is that correct?
I do. Yes, absolutely. I actually attend the Paralympics, which happen in the weeks following the Olympic Games. I'm a big supporter of the Paralympic movement. If you've never watched a wheelchair basketball game, it's better than any NBA game you'll ever see. But I'm not going this year because, of course, I'm an openly gay man and I'm not willing to put myself in harm's way.
What about the gay athletes, both open and non-open, who are in Russia right now for the Games? Do you have any fears for them?
I do, absolutely. I think they've been underestimating how Russia will react if they do something in protest. You know, waving a flag during the opening ceremonies, which I don't think happened. I didn't watch the ceremonies, or doing something on the podium. And they are some of them, I think, willing to push that envelope. And I think they will find themselves arrested, fined, and deported from the country. And I think they're going to face not only the legal threat, but the certainly potential violence from local Russians who really
right.
have been taking up arms on themselves. I'm not sure if you've been watching
right.
the internet, but there have been multiple videos posted of young men who have been verbally and physically assaulted, kidnapped, and in the case of two young men, murdered. It'll be very concerning to see what happens based on some of the other reactions.
We'll be following that, as will the media in Sochi, I'm sure. Michael Bach is founder and CEO of the Canadian Institute of Diversity and Inclusion. His organization produced the short public service video, Luge. You'll find it circulating on Facebook. Michael, thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Thanks for having me.
It's The Record on KUOW.